What's this called? The act of doing something like
drawing?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if a teacher came in the classroom and saw something like this on the blackboard, or saw a stick figure, you know, that was a derogatory thing about the teacher, uh-huh. She'd say, "Who blanked that?
Who drew this?"
And if you're going to lift some piece of heavy machinery up with a block and tackle to the roof, or to, you know, lift hay bales mm-hmm. to the upper part of the barn, what do? You wad it up.
You pull it up. It's a rope. Mm-hmm.
And what's another word for pulling it up? Lift it with a block and tackle.
Well, you jack it up, or draw it up, or pull it up. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a word starting with an H? H-O-I-S-T?
Heist. Heist it up? Horse it
you don't
up?
Use that word, do you?
No. I've heard of a horse. I've heard them use that expression in hoisting a motor.
Yeah.
And they're overhauling a motor or something. It's real heavy. And hoist it up just a little bit, you know. But I didn't use that expression.
Okay.
I haven't heard it much except in the mechanical end.
That's the only place I've heard of a hoist.
Mm-hmm.
Use it more as a noun than rather as a verb, hoisting it up.
Mm-hmm. Hoisting it up.
Taking up so much of your time lately.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry. Just glad
we're on the last batch. This section's mainly going to be about Atlanta and some words associated with the city.
Well, I hope I know what. Yeah, I hope I can answer your question.
We're mostly out of those verb forms that are.
Well,
you got to say something several different ways, so that's nice. Maybe as well start it. First thing, you've been talking about all along about where you grew up and everything, but I want you to go over some major sections of Atlanta that you know about and give me the names for them, where they are in the, you know, sort of the major divisions of the city.
Oh, well, I was born down in the Morningside area, in the Virginia Avenue section down there, and I lived there until I was five, and then moved out to Piedmont out on the Piedmont Road at night where the expressway crosses.
Yeah.
And that's where I went to school at Rock Springs, the old Rock Springs on Church Bridge Road. And then my mother died and I went to live in Garden Hills. And I lived in Garden Hills on Acorn Avenue there until I finished high school. I went to high school at North Fulton.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the service. But I played baseball around, you know, amateur ball, and so I visited quite a few of these city league home teams, and some of them were around Brisbane Park, where the old Crackers used to play baseball, out there near Fulton High School, at the old Brisbane Park, and that's when they went in the Southern League, and then I played at Auburn Park out on the River Carline at Auburn Park. And I played Piedmont Park, is where I played Sandlot Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I played at North Fulton and then Decatur when I was in high school, and Fabian was in our league, and Norcross was in the same league, the North Georgia Intercollegiate Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived most of my life around Buckhead down there, which is Garden Hills.
Garden Hills. What section is generally Buckhead?
That's the northeast section, which is actually Garden Hills is Brumson Road and Wesley and Acorn Avenue, East Wesley,
mm-hmm.
that area. The Garden Hills swimming pool is there now. That where the swimming pool is now used to be the Riley Riding Academy. And the barn used to be up on Brentwood where the stables and all were at that time, but they was all built up, 90 homes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then my grandmother Freeland lived on Acorn Avenue, on Grandview Avenue, which is right in front of North Fulton High School.
Mm-hmm.